What?
Every fucking day.
8:13, I'm 2 minutes early.
Early?
I'm 2 minutes early.
The regular time's 8 o'clock, dude. Oh, let me rephrase. The scheduled time is 8 o'clock. Your regular time to show up is 8:15. So yeah, you're so two minutes earlier than your late time.
Correct.
Which I guess is, God, look at all those Amazon boxes in the background, dude.
Dude, it's a mess over
there.
What
the fuck happened to this place?
Heather bought a bunch of stuff to redecorate the kitchen. Some new appliances. There's some paint stuff over there. There's a Swiffer wet jet box there. There's a guinea pig crate over there. Oh. Yeah.
Going hard on the paint, huh?
I got a lot to do.
God damn.
Yeah, and if you're going to be here next week, I got to make sure it's all fucking cleaned up.
Still doable. It's still doable. Okay. Well, now that you're finally fucking here, I think we should readjust the rules that we made last week.
I don't think so. What happened?
No, I think just for, you know, the sake of, you know, because we don't do this show on like a Friday or Saturday, you know, for the sake of, you know, you and I and our safe beings going to the work the next day, I think we should readjust the rules.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What do you remember the rules from last week?
Yeah, we split them up. So we did it by like quarters.
So was it was quarters like or thirds?
Thirds. So it was if we go over. So it was like, it was every fourth game, wasn't it? Or was it every third?
I remember it being every third disagreement.
Okay, that sounds right. Every third disagreement.
Every third disagreement, what?
That's a coin flip.
And what else? What else about it?
I don't remember.
So, yeah, so like if we have like six disagreements, or if we have eight disagreements, that's two coin flips.
It would just be, yeah, it would just be two.
And the loser has to do it regardless if they lost by one or by like seven.
That's what we decided on, yeah.
So like, yeah, so like if you lost, you have to do two coin flips regardless of how many you lost by. If you lose, you lose. That's it.
Yeah, even if it was like, if we had eight and I got three and you got five or whatever,
yeah,
then I would have to drink the two flips. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Just double checking we're on the same page. So we had nine disagreements. So one of us is going to be taking shots or slamming beers all night.
Yep. Yep.
So, and we agreed that we're going to break it up throughout the show.
We have to, yeah.
Yeah. So, seeing that we have three, how do you want to do it? Obviously, one at the beginning.
One at the beginning, and then one at like 20 or 30 minutes, maybe.
We've been going kind of fast lately, though.
15?
Yeah, we can do every. Yeah, we'll just do every 15. How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
So, who won?
Well, let's get into the show, man. you won, John.
About time.
And yeah. Isn't that a great time for us to?
It's a great, yeah, a good time to start winning.
Just yeah, add one new rule on a crazy week with nine disagreements.
And it benefits me.
Yeah, isn't it? that the week you want to win on. So yeah, we had 9 disagreements. And you won actually kind of substantially.
Really?
Yeah, I was making a bunch of crazy picks, and which
you mean like one crazy pick?
Okay, that one was kind of wild, and I even called it whenever we did.
Yeah, there was one that you were like, "Oh, like I gave you a point."
That one shouldn't have happened. So I don't know. We'll see. It just felt like you were on your shit. Although our percentages for this week sucked ass.
Oh, nice.
We should also make that another rule. If you drop below a certain percentage.
Like below 50 or something.
You want to do below 50?
Yeah. That means you're going to do four though. If you lose them all and get below 50.
So like you're talking about like if you are 49.9% and under.
Yeah,
that's great. So if you're at right at 50, you're solid.
You're safe. Have fun.
All right, cool. I got 50%. Woo! Yeah. I definitely lost. So why don't you go ahead and give me the first flip there, Kimo Wasabi?
Here we go. Beer.
Okay, let me go get one.
It's the worst one to get, I think.
I don't like doing beer on this show. Or like slamming them. I will drink it fast, but I'm not slamming.
I'm with you. I think it's the worst. Well, I'm going to have one of these. Oh boy, what a week for Jacob. My goodness. Working late nights. Now he has to get drunk tonight. What a guy.
Oh, I don't have to get drunk. I fully expected to. I went and bought me some dirt cheap whiskey because that's nice. About all I can do right now. Got a handle of Evan Williams for about $25.
Sweet. You know what? In terms of cheap stuff, though, you could do worse.
I guess so. That's what
like
my
for sure. You could my now definitely boss, do worse.
What he drinks is Evan Williams. And he, like, it's not that bad. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm saying. I don't think it's all that bad for cheap stuff.
I mean, yeah, like I said, a handle of whiskey for about $25. And then, you know, while I was there, I grabbed, like, four, you know, Sprites or Cokes. So, all in all, I think I spent, like, $32.
Yeah.
You know, that's fucking pretty that's goddamn pretty solid. You know, if you look at it, you got, like, a small bottle of Crown. That's already like $35.
True.
And I got a whole ass handle, dude. Just a giant ass fucking bottle.
You can make it last like an hour or two.
What? No.
Huh?
Are you going that hard? Shit.
What?
I don't plan on dying tonight, sir.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
Yeah, somebody's got to keep communications rolling whenever the fucking bullshit happens, evidently.
It's fair.
Which sucks, by the way. I hate cold weather. I fucking hate it. And we're not even to the worst part yet.
No?
No, everybody thinks that we're going to have a blizzard roll through sooner or later.
Uh-oh.
I really hope not.
Me too. I don't want to go on storm.
You don't go on storm anymore. You just said it.
Yeah, I do. I go on storm.
You told me earlier you don't do that anymore.
No, I don't do call outs. We'll do storm, though.
Gotcha. All right, so we have last week was the cups, like the challenge or the European Challenge and Championship Cup, and then the RFU. Rolling into this week, we got regular schedule with Western Nuts, Prem, and URC. So I figured we just hit all the predictions and then, you know, hit all the results and then go into predictions, and then it's probably just going to continue to be all fucked up because I bet the week following after that's going to be cups again, so who fucking knows.
Right on.
Cheers.
Oh, terrible. That cup washed. Oh.
What are you drinking?
Miller.
Out of a dirty cup? Was it a spit cup, maybe?
No. It's like my little camping cup. It's what I use to boil water.
Yeah.
It had a funny taste to it, though. Like apple juice.
Apple juice and Miller. Your son was over a little bit ago, wasn't he?
When were they over? Yeah, they stayed the night Sunday night.
Yeah, were they drinking apple juice out of your mug, maybe?
I don't think so. I mean, it was right where I put it when I wash them. So unless they used it and put it right back. It smells like apple juice hard, though. Not great. All right.
Decided to drink it quickly.
Yeah, evidently. First game, and this is the Challenge Cup. We had Toulon versus Zebra. We both picked Toulon to win that one, and they did 14-5. By the way, two ties this week.
Yeah, I know. I watched one of them.
Which is probably the one we're fixing to talk about, which is Glasgow versus Bath.
Yep.
We both had Glasgow to win that one, and it was a 19-all tie.
Duncan Weir had a shot to win it at the end. He had a kick, and it just sailed a little bit wide, very last second.
I don't understand how you guys tie with Bath at home.
Yeah, me neither.
Disappointment.
Yeah, for sure.
Up next, we had Bristol versus Perpignan. We both had Perpignan win this one.
Oh, yeah, that I watched that game, too.
I know, because you actually texted me about it, and I did not respond.
Yeah, because you're a dick.
Dude, honestly, for a rugby podcast, I am probably the worst person to have a rugby podcast right now, because I don't think I've watched a single fucking rugby game in, like, 6 months.
Horrible.
I'm trying to think the last game I actually watched.
Was it here? USA versus the French Barbarians?
Dude, it could be. Because I can't. I know. Fuck. What is the last game? Or even the last time? It's probably close to whenever I was over there. So we're probably coming up on a year.
No, that was in the summer.
Did I come after April?
Yeah, it's only been like 6 months.
Okay. Well, so, all right, 6 months. Yikes. Jesus. Yeah, Bristol, like I said, won that one 33-19. We had Bayonne versus Scarlets. We both had Scarlets to win that one, and they took that one 20-7. Up comes our first disagreement was Benetton versus Stade Francois. You had Benetton. I had Stade. That's not a crazy pick. I feel like Stade could have definitely won that game. It was actually pretty close. So Benetton took that one 35-32, which gave the first win to you. Next game, Newcastle versus Connacht. We have Connacht to win that one, and they lost 35-21 to Newcastle. God
damn, dude.
Can't pick them, dude.
Like, I don't know how to pick either of those two teams. I really don't.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying something like, well, Newcastle's at home, but Connacht's been on a fucking hot streak, which is Connacht's been on a very good hot streak, actually. If I remember correctly, but...
And Newcastle had lost the last, like, three games straight or something like that, so I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how to pick Connacht at all, man. I know how to pick Bristol most of the time. I just don't pick them.
Well, they're going back to the Prem, so you might want to get back on that trend.
Yeah, right? Yeah, ugly. So, yeah, there's that. Brive versus Cardiff. We both had Cardiff to win that one, and Brive took that one 37-24.
Ah, dang, dude.
So Cardiff is another one that I don't know how to pick anymore. Like, they're just confusing me. Dragons versus Lions. You had Lions to win that one. I had Dragons, and Lions took that one 30-25. And then I believe this is the last game in the Challenge Cup. This is Cheetahs versus POW. You had POW to win that one. I had Cheetahs, and Cheetahs took that one 9-6.
So now, oh my God, 9-6. What a game.
What a fucking banger. So yeah, now we're 2-2. Coming up.
2-2 or 2-1?
2-2. So I had, oh wait, I haven't got the next one. Yeah, next one yet. So you're 2, I'm 1.
Yeah.
The first game of the Champions Cup is our fourth disagreement, though, which is Tigers versus Ospreys. You had Tigers, I had Ospreys, and Ospreys took that one 27-26. Now we're 2-2. I jumped ahead. I apologize. For that, I'll take some apple cider beer.
Nice. I'll drink too, because I want to.
You know, if you don't think about it, you don't taste it.
Is that true?
No.
Yeah, didn't think so. That sounded made up.
Completely on the spot, actually. Yeah, damn. Do you watch the Last of Us?
Nope, not yet.
You watched any of it?
Nope.
Oh my God.
Why?
Why not?
I don't have HBO.
Ass motherfucker.
What?
Have you played the games?
Yeah. Well, I played the first one.
Did you like the first one?
Of course. Who didn't?
God.
What?
Surprise, you ain't just fucking, I don't know, not said anything? I don't fucking know. I'll give you my login. Y'all watch it.
All right.
Well, I was going to ask you what you thought about it, because I figured you'd watch it. But now I fucking can't talk to you about it.
I will watch it, okay?
Disappointment, dude. Oh, man. All right, well, I guess we'll just continue talking about rugby, since you just don't do anything. But, you know, not even, you don't even work anymore. Just sit at home making fucking Legos.
I went to work today.
What'd you do? Play Minecraft?
Played on my phone. My foreman and I had a rubber band archery contest. It's cool. I won, by the way.
Wow.
Shot a rubber band from one side of the bed of the pickup through the eyelet of a fire extinguisher. Pretty good. Thumb shot. Got it. Took about 75 shots, maybe, but I got it.
Here's a fun little game. Whenever you were hired on, what was the role of your job description?
Lead lineman.
Yeah, like, and which entailed?
Changing transformers, changing out electrical cable, changing out, you know, all the parts in the transformer, doing energized hot work, knowing operating a shotgun stick, you know, changing out cabinets. We do all that.
Well, now, how about to tell everybody what your job really entails?
All of what I said for usually about a third of the day, and then fucking off my phone, going to lunch, which a lot of times is paid for. Watching movies. We watched a lot of South Park last week. That's about it, yeah.
But no Last of Us?
No, not at work.
Just not at work. How are you going to watch South Park at work, but not Last of Us?
Well, I'm sure Heather wants to watch it.
Sure, she maybe like to watch South Park too.
Not as much.
Probably not. Living the fucking life. See what happens whenever you hop around like five jobs?
Only my third one out here. And technically, one of them shouldn't count, because we all got laid off and had to go somewhere.
It counts.
Does that though? So I would have had to get a new job no matter what. So I should have gone to this place first.
Yeah. So I'm saying make better career choices. It's not like you nailed it this time.
I got it this time. Yeah.
Must be fucking nice. All right. Second game, Leon versus the Bulls. We both had Bulls to win that one yet. Leon took that one 31-7.
The fuck?
It's pretty rough.
I don't understand what's happening.
Up to this point, this is game 11 that we've gone over. Up to this point, I have gotten 1, 2, 3, 4 right. Right now, I'm sitting at less than 50.
Which means I've gotten 4 right.
Which means you have... Yeah, wow, dude. That's some quick math you got there. Next game, Quins versus Sharks. I don't remember picking the Quins to win this one. But we did. We both picked the Quins to beat the Cell Sea Sharks. Don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't know why we would do that, but
Quins won 39-29.
Oh man, we're doing real bad.
Well, I mean, we picked the right team. We picked the Quins to win, and they won.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said the Sharks won, and I was like, oh, my God.
No, I would imagine the Sharks would have won, like, whenever I was, like, writing in our notes. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, we really picked the Quins to beat the Sharks? And I, like, go and look at the score. I was like, oh, shit, they won.
Nice.
Like, why would we pick that? Like, I have no idea. Got that
one right.
Maybe we were on to something. Then we had Saints versus La Rochelle. We both had La Rochelle to win that one, of course. And La Rochelle took that one 31-13. Makes sense. Bordeaux versus Gloucester. We both picked Bordeaux to win that one. Gloucester won 26-17. Dude, it's ugly. It is so ugly of how bad we really did. And I think the saving grace was RFU championship. If it wasn't for RFU, we'd probably be sitting pretty bad.
Great.
Yeah. So up next was Leinster versus Rossing 92. You had Leinster, I had Rossing, and Leinster took that one 36-10. So that was, that was our fifth disagreement, bringing you up 3-2. Up next, another disagreement, Stormers versus Clermont. You picked Stormers, I picked Clermont, and Stormers took that one 30-16.
Oof.
So you're pulling ahead here, man. You're up, 4-2 now?
I think so.
Hurting. Chiefs versus Castra. You picked Chiefs, I picked Castra, and Chiefs took that one 40-3.
Dang.
Yeah. So now I'm in a tight spot where there is no coming back, pretty much. Can't win it. What is that? 5-2. Yeah, can't come back from that.
Yeah.
That's game.
That was the line. You won
right there. Then we had Ulster versus Sale. We both had Ulster to win, and they took that one 22-11. Up next, we had Montpellier versus London Irish, and that was our second tie, 21-all. We both had Montpellier to win that one. So, Exiles, man, they're another team that's hard to fucking pick sometimes.
Never know when they're going to show up.
So, and like when they do, they fucking do. It's weird. Toulouse versus Munster, we both had Toulouse to win, and they won 20-16. This is our eighth disagreement now. Edinburgh versus Ceres. I don't think you should have won this one.
Dude, Edinburgh dominated that game too. Absolutely dominated. And what was dumb is the players didn't know that even on points differential, like they beat Saracens and they thought they were going to finish higher in the rankings to get out of the pool stages, but Saracens had scored a penalty and put them within a higher points differential.
Yeah.
So Edinburgh had the ball with no time left and they needed to score. And instead of trying to score and move from fifth place into fourth place, they kicked the ball out. So it was like they beat Saracens, but they actually finished lower than them. And people were trashing them like, oh, typical Scottish team. And it was like, they still beat the best team in the Prem and you're going to sit there and rag on them? Well, fuck off. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, the main point is they absolutely beat the shit out of Saracens for 80 minutes.
Yeah. So, yeah, with that being said, you had Edinburgh. I had Saracens. Edinburgh won 20-14. Bringing you up to a solid 6. And that was the end of those. So
that game, Jamie George for Saracens got knocked the fuck out. And he comes to the field for a minute. Saracens clear him to go back and play again. So he goes back in and plays. Then at halftime, an independent doctor checked him out and was like, yeah, absolutely not. This guy's not going back out there. Like, he's done. So somebody at Saracens is going to be getting in deep shit. Like, deep, deep shit. Hmm. See if I can find the video of what had happened.
Sour about you, you know.
Oh, by the way, it's been 15 minutes.
Hmm. Glad you're keeping tabs, bro. Go ahead and give me a flip there.
Shot.
I'll take a shot. All right. We're going to... Beer's done. I'm going to go pour my... Oh, my God. I don't want to do this anymore. Oh. Just slamming an apple juice beer. Ugh.
Apple juice beer, and now you're not feeling it?
No. Nope, I sure wasn't. I was telling Selena, like, you know, we made a new rule. I've been whipping John's ass for the past couple weeks.
It's true. You were pretty confident.
And what a week. Not only for him to win, but for us to have 9 disagreements and win.
That's, yeah, I mean, and you barely made over 50% too. That would have been another one.
I didn't make barely over 50%. I made 50
on. Well, you the barely dot. Made the yeah. You barely made the cutoff.
Yeah. God damn it. Okay. Well, while you search for that video, I'm going to go pour myself a solid shot over there.
So for those people that didn't see what happened, Jamie George tried to tackle Luke Crosby. He went in high and went head-to-head with him. Knocked himself out and earned himself a yellow card. All in one. So, kids, get your tackle height and your head positioning right. Otherwise, you get sin binned and knocked the fuck out.
Here we go. You know, Evan Williams isn't a shooter.
No?
No, that was disgusting. Oh. That gave me like instant goosebumps. Ugh. Like in the famous words of Michael Scott. Nope, don't like that. Oh, that was so bad. All right, mixed drinks only with Evan Williams. Keep that in mind. All right. Going into the RFU Championship. First game was Nottingham versus Caldy. We both had Caldy to take that one, and they did 29-17. Amptill versus Coventry was our second game, but I guess it didn't happen because I have no results to find. Hartbury versus Ealing. We both had Ealing to win that one, and Hartbury actually lost that game.
I was Ealing about to be upset over that one.
Ealing won that one 29-13. Didn't they beat them before already this year?
No, Caldy beat them.
Caldy did. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. No idea. Bedford Blues versus Pirates was our second game. We're third game.
Oh my god! I saw this last disagreement.
You did watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I saw it.
Oh, I gotcha. You had Pirates, by the way, yeah. And I had Bedford. And Bedford won that one 55-13.
Yeah, and by the way, I only picked Pirates because last time I didn't pick them, they finally won.
It's fair.
So I was like, well, I better pick the boys because I don't want to not pick them again and have them win. And then I wanted to pick Bedford. I thought they were better, but, you know, I shouldn't have.
Yeah, probably. And then we had Reds versus London Scottish. Both of us picked Reds, and they won 24-22.
Yeah, they made a game out of it.
You know, I think London Scottish next year.
Next year, they might get a couple games.
Yeah, they might get two games.
I'm going to go ahead and say three.
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 I would make a note of that, but I think I'm going to lose it by next year.
Like go insane?
No, I think I would lose that note.
Oh.
I would make a note of what you just said. That way we have it for next year.
No.
But yeah, I think I will lose it by next year. God damn it, John. I didn't think it was that hard to English.
Nah.
Last game we had was Richmond versus Doncaster. You had Doncaster, I had Doncaster as well, and they took that one 27-17. So yeah, 9 total disagreements, 6 to you, 3 to me. There was 27 games, but only 26 were played. Don't count the ties. So, because I mean, we've called them every now and again, but have we ever called a tie and hit a tie?
I don't think so.
Be insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, can't count the ties. So 27 games. What's the word? 27 games were scheduled, but yeah, only 26 were played. You had 16 out of 26, giving you 62%, and I had 13 out of 26 for a Dance Mag 50.
Nice.
This is rough.
Yeah, you cleared it, though.
I think, you know, since we made that rule this week, I shouldn't have to follow through with that rule if I drop below 50. You know what I'm saying?
Well, next week you will.
Next week.
Or we
have
will.
Have we ever dropped below 50?
We've had a couple of them, yeah. Very rare. So it's going to be...
Because we average like about 65.
Yeah, we've had a couple bad ones. But yeah, it's very, very rare.
I think, you know, yeah, I remember a couple. But 65% average ain't bad.
No, so for a game that anything could happen in, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying like just predicting games. Yeah, 65% ain't bad average. Earlier, we were getting up into the 70s, but you know, you got teams like Connacht and, you know,
Newcastle, London Irish,
Edinburgh, fucking shit up.
Edinburgh, good team, man. We've beaten Saracens a couple times now.
All right, so I guess we'll do the standings. For RFU, and then we'll do predictions for RFU and then go into the rest of the guys, or how do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. All right, so standings for the RFU championship. I think that's... Whoa, why are you yawning, dude?
I'm tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was, you know, sitting in the truck and playing on your phone and doing archery contests with rubber bands, just taking everything you got today?
Yep.
Yep. I like the confidence.
Yep, sure is.
I will say, man, I am happy that I did not have to go out again. And you know what? So remember how I was like saying that we've been having outages?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like why we're going out? That's half right. The outages today that we had that I was going out to take care of. No. They just didn't pay the bill.
Nice.
So, yeah, I guess we have a third-party company that pays, like, takes care of our electrical bullshit. That third party didn't pay the bill. And so, like, yeah, they just shut off electricity to our towers. You know, which is, like, the communication for that area.
Right.
And, yeah, so we're, like... I didn't realize it was that until I was fixing to leave. I was like, well, fuck, just like put it on somebody's card or something. Like,
let's get it paid real quick.
Yeah, how about we pay it and we'll, you know, just fucking do it. And yeah, I guess when we were on the way over there, we got almost to Big Spring. It's about whenever you texted me. And yeah, they're like, hey, they paid it and it's back on now. It's like, fuck, man, what took you guys so long to pay? Like, god damn. So that's cool. I'm glad I get to go out and, you know, put generators on towers because, you know, bills just aren't getting paid.
Oh, yeah. Perfect, dude. Perfect.
Fucking retarded. Like, how far is Cisco from Midland? It's about, like, what, 3?
Yeah, there's some ways out there. It's not close.
Yeah, about because Abilene's 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Cisco is probably about 3. There was 2 sites out there. The time I left, if I would have gone there and back, I'd have been back around like 8 o'clock. That's not setting up generators and all that shit at one site. That's not, you know, including the other site.
Yeah, you've been home at like 10, dude.
Been back pretty fucking late. So I'm so glad that I didn't have to do that shit again. Just start texting, bro.
Text you more often?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, man, what time are you getting home? Just text me that at like 2 o'clock every day.
Oh, I sent you that video. Fast forward to 2:15.
How fitting is it that you send me a video of rugby, but the advertisement is Conquer Lord of the Rings?
I've been getting ads for that like crazy because they did a whole bunch of new ones.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I have to beat this one first, and then I'm going to get all the other ones. Then you get to follow like Legolas and Aragorn, Gimli. You can follow everybody on their quest.
All right, what was this? What time?
2:15.
We'll go to 2:05.
Maybe early, but it's okay.
Bro, the fucking high tackling ass motherfuckers, dude. Serves them right.
But you get, you run into a flanker like that, you're gonna get yellow carded and get concussed. You see his head fucking like way it pings off the ground like Hang that.
On. Oh, Jamie George got a yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, this fucking get low, dog. Jesus Christ. This fucking high tackling shit's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's what, like, we name dropped them so much because of Abilene, dude. I don't know. It seemed like every time I watched somebody tackle, they would be almost straight up every single time and they would get trucked. And I'm just like, what is this shit, man?
Yeah, if you tackle like that, you deserve to get knocked on your fucking ass. Like, this is like 101, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, basic rugby.
Yeah, but standings for RFU. Number one, you want to take a guess?
Caldy. Okay, Ealing. Oh, I'm
What's
sorry. Is
that?
it not Ealing? Is Ealing not in first place?
Oh, you want to know? You want to guess?
No, I'm wanting to know.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Ealing.
Yeah, I figured. Who else would it be?
Yeah, Ealing, they're number one. They are 12-1 with 61 points. Number two, Jersey Reds, 11-1 with one draw, 56 points. Number three, Coventry, they are 8-3 with one draw with 43 points. And then number four, Bedford Blues. They're 8-5 with 42 points. In the middle of your pack, you have Doncaster, Hartbury, Cornish Pirates, Caldy, and Nottingham. And then your bottom three, you have Richmond, 10th place. They're 3-9, one draw with 20 points. 11th place, Ampthill. They're 2-8 with one draw with 16 points. And London Scottish, 12th place, 11, no, one. Oh, Jesus Christ. 1-12 with 10 points.
Hell yeah.
London Scottish is fixing to be skyrocketing to third. All right. And their game's coming up. First one is Caldy versus Bedford.
Bedford, for sure. I like Caldy, and I like Bedford. Yeah, I mean, the way Bedford demolished Pirates last week, I imagine they're going to keep it up.
Well, I'm gonna throw you a bone here.
You're starting this already?
I am. I'm going Caldy, dude.
All right.
They're a strong team, and they got the home field advantage. They're gonna do it. Pirates versus Reds.
Reds. I hate to say it.
Well, I mean, it's just gonna happen. You know, Reds, they breed just monsters like Callum Sheedy and, you know, people of those suches. So it just happens.
Oh yeah, you
Doncaster.
want to know who didn't start for Bristol when they finally won this week? It wasn't Callum Sheedy.
Well, see, you know, whenever you're a team that good and you have a roster that has AJ McGinty and Callum Sheedy on the same roster, it's a coin flip, you know? It's
Just
almost
saying.
it's almost like being the Texas Rangers and you know, you got Dane Dunning and Martin Perez, you know. Somebody's gonna have to sit every now and again, let the other guy recover.
Not the same thing, but you know.
I mean, when you're just that stacked, what else do you expect?
When you're the worst team in the Prem, you can make changes and no one will give a fuck because nothing else is working.
You know, when you put it that way, it seems kind of rude.
But also more accurate.
I mean, what did they just do to Perpignan?
I'm saying they were terrible. And then they were like, you know what? Let's give AJ a shot, see what he can do.
They
And
have given AJ shots.
they gave him another one.
You act like every time they give AJ a shot, then it's just like
I'm
to the
sorry.
moon.
How many rugby games have you watched in the past 6 months?
Approximately.
Zero.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of fair.
Did you hear that? Kitchen?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What is it?
I don't know. It sounds like my AC or something to blow up. Pretty loud.
Mute yourself real fast. Mute yourself real fast. I don't hear a difference. Doncaster versus Nottingham.
Oh, Doncaster, for sure.
Okay, I have Doncaster as well. Hartbury versus Richmond.
Ooh, that's actually pretty tough. I'm going to give it to Hartbury.
I have Hartbury as well. I mean, this is a no-brainer. I'll just go ahead and write in for you because I know who you're going to pick. I know you so well. Ealing versus Coventry.
For sure. For sure. You know who it is.
Coventry. Got it.
It is definitely Ealing.
London Scottish versus Amtill.
Oh, I want to do it. London Scottish.
Ayo. Well, you think you'd give me a point back, but I also have London Scottish.
Okay.
I was worried. I was like, fuck, I'm drinking next week. But you did it, man. You smart choice.
All right. By the way, third flip.
God damn it.
Shot.
I'm going to make this one a drink and then just drink it fast. How about that?
All right.
I'm not shooting that again because that was fucking nasty.
That's fine.
All right.
You know, this rule wasn't my idea.
But you love it.
Well, I like it this week. I can't say anything about next week.
All right, starting off in the Premiership. Sharks. Versus Bath.
Oh, Sharks, dude, for sure.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Positive?
For sure, for sure, for sure.
What makes you so positive that Sharks are going to beat Bath?
Sharks have a really good team, and they're playing at home. Bath have an okay team, and playing on the road.
Damn it.
What, did you pick Bath?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why you did that.
You know what, man? It's... It's intuition. Got okay. This Peter Tingle thing going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got this Jacob Jiggle going on.
Jacob Jiggle. I like it. What would yours be called? Come on. Think of something, man.
I would have used my name with the same thing, but I gave it to you instead. You said so.
Jacob Jiggle so fast, and it just works.
Yeah.
John Jiggle would actually work too.
That's what I'm saying. It works for me too, but you know.
Well, now you just
Now he's got like a boring sense, sixth sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what does the John sense say about Leicester versus Saints?
Historically, Saints don't play very well against Leicester. Saints haven't been playing very good recently, so I'll give it to Leicester.
Oh, man. Don't want to be here anymore.
Did you pick Saints?
I did. So we're 1-3. So far, it's still one.
The one.
Fuck. Getting slightly nervous. Series versus the Bears.
Series.
Sure about that.
Yeah, easy win.
Son of a bitch.
Did you pick Bears?
No, I didn't. You retarded. You're like a fucking death sentence.
Woo.
Chiefs versus Gloucester.
Chiefs, but barely.
Chiefs by barely. I mean, as much as I want to say Gloucester, I just don't see it within the past couple of games.
Yeah, I thought they've been underperforming a little bit.
So yeah, I got Chiefs as well, but Exiles versus Quins.
Oh, that's a tough one, man.
Just pick it. Just go ahead. Say the word.
Quins.
Fucking motherfucker.
What, you got London Irish?
I got the Exiles.
All right, well, that's a toss up, man.
Dude. And they're a very formidable team.
Yeah, that Joe Marler's still out.
And we can get to it more in the news, but a certain guy with a name that his name rhymes with Sarkis Smith he's out due to injury. So that's two significant players that are just.
It is what it is.
Scarlets. Oh, wait, that's it. Yeah. So now we're going into URC. We are now at 4 disagreements, which brings our drink total up to 2 flips.
4 drinks?
Huh?
So we only have 4 disagreements?
Yeah.
So no, it's just 1 flip still.
That's 2.
No, it's just 1.
It's increments of 3.
Yeah, so until we get to 6, it's just 1.
Well, no, 1-3 would be 1 because if we have 1 disagreement.
Right. But if we go to 5, then we're still just at 1. If we get to 6, then we're at 2.
That is.
It's every 3, not when we start the next third.
So why am I doing 3 right now?
Because we had 9 disagreements.
That's every 3.
Yeah, that's every 3.
So if 1-6 is 1.
No. 1-3 is 1. And then 4, 5, and 6 is another 1. 7, 8, 9 is another 1. So at 3, at 6, and at 9, we would have it. So if we're only at 4, we're sticking with 1. 5, we're sticking with 1. At 6, then it goes to 2.
You're right. That makes it less exciting because it only gets exciting once you get to 6.
Yeah.
Changing the rules. We're gonna do it. We're gonna make this dialed in to where it makes it super super exciting.
Okay.
Not tonight though. How about we do it next episode?
Well, it'll still be the same.
No, because the rules won't apply to the previous predictions. Wink.
Okay.
All right, so let's hit some URC. First game up is Scarlets versus the Bulls. Scarlets at home. They've been on a tear.
Yeah, Scarlets are in almost last place.
Been on a tear.
This is domestic competition. I'm going to say Bulls.
I have Bulls as well. Just trying to bait you, dog. Just fucking pick a team, man. Ulster versus Stormers.
That's going to be a good one. I think Ulster win it at home.
Oh, it's Munster. That's the bad one. That's right. That's right. Okay, well. We're getting sketchy because we're at 5 now. I got Stormers. Benetton versus Munster.
Benetton. I like Benetton. I think they can do it. Been doing really good. Munster are really up and down. So.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, dude. I'd be fucking pissed if that's the one that decides this bullshit.
If anything, it's going to be the Quins. London Irish game. That's the one I'm really iffy about. Most of these other ones I'm fairly confident in.
So now we're up to 2 flips.
That was 6?
That was number 6. Dragons versus Glasgow.
Glasgow.
No brainer there. Leinster versus Cardiff. That should also be a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's also a no-brainer. It's definitely Leinster. Definitely not Cardiff, dude. Come on now. Come on now. Trying to have 3 drinks again?
No. Edinburgh versus Sharks.
Edinburgh, I think.
All right, so I think we're clear of 3 drinks because I feel like we're going to agree with the rest of these. Connick versus Lions.
Connick.
You're a motherfucker, dude.
Connick can do it, man. I think they can do it.
Okay.
Connick are ahead in the rankings. They're at home. They have a higher points differential. I think they can do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think even if we disagree on the next game, we're not going to have there's no chance of us having to do a third shot or drink. So we're safe. We are safe. I just want to say we're getting up there again. Zebra versus Ospreys.
Ospreys, for sure.
All right.
I somehow got subscribed to their newsletter.
Uh-huh.
And I get an email from them like twice a week.
Huh. 5, 6, 7. All right. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. So 7 disagreements. That's 2 drinks. With 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 games. Cool. Well, that'll be fun.
Oh yeah. So a little bit of news. I think last week we talked about Rufus McLean. I don't know if we talked about it. I think we texted about it. How he got.
Yeah, we texted. We didn't talk about it.
So he got caught essentially beating his girlfriend for like 2 years. He was one of those guys who like wouldn't let her leave the house if she was dressed a certain way.
Oh, did you
Like,
say wait for 2 years?
yeah, 2 years it was going on for.
Ow.
He was like, he had a tracker on her phone and stuff like that. Like, he was full on like psycho status with this stuff.
I mean, like the tracker thing nowadays isn't so crazy. Like, you
Well,
can like get
if
things
it's
like
like a
Life 360 or whatever, you know what I mean?
right, if it's like a family tracking thing, just to make sure, like, hey, like you're normally home at work at 5. I just want to make sure if you're late, I can just see where you are. Like, if it's a safety thing, sure. But this was like spying on her because he didn't trust where she was at. Like, one of those type of dudes. Like, I think he had, she had a black eye one time, and the story was, oh, we were doing something, he pushed me off the bed, and I got a black eye. And I was like, that's. That doesn't sound right.
Ran into a doorknob.
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah,
So at first, Glasgow suspended him, and then he pled guilty, and they were like, all right, yeah, you're fired. So good for them. He's gone. That sucks. But I mean, he's a shitty person, apparently. So
yeah.
bye-bye. Billy Vunipola came out recently and is upset that everybody hates Saracens and is like, oh, the cheating scandal was a witch hunt. They only came after us because we were so successful. And I was like, well, you were only so successful because you were cheating,
Yeah.
stupid. You guys weren't paying players more than the salary cap. You wouldn't have been so successful in keeping all your good players. So, duh, everybody looked at it like, how are these guys able to afford 13 English internationals? And then on
Well,
top of
yeah, I
all the
mean,
other
like,
internationals.
for the record, nobody looks into you because you're so successful. Like you just said, like, they look into you because it's like, you got a lot of big names there.
Yeah, a ton of big names there. Like, there was even last week or 2 weeks ago, it was like their entire starting 15, every single one of them had international caps to their name.
Yeah.
All of them.
I would imagine if you're doing bad with that many high, like big names, you'd be looked in faster because they'd be like, hang on, why you guys suck so bad? You have this guy and this guy and this guy this way. That's a lot of dudes. Maybe we should like look into this. See what I
Crystal,
mean?
Crystal,
We've already said it. We've already made our fucking predictions. They're probably gonna get fucking relegated next because of the salary cap breaches. We've already talked about it.
there is no relegation, but if there's salary cap, then yeah, they'll be getting
Okay, well, they're
relegated.
gonna get penalized in some way. We've already talked about it. We know they're gonna
They're
get fucking
already in last
suspended
place.
some.
What are you gonna do? Take more points away from them?
Yeah.
I
I
mean.
think maybe a bit might be like some conspiracy theory thing going on. I think one of the reasons why they like kind of was like, hey, no more relegation right now is because they know Bristol is gonna fucking pop for that salary cap. But they are probably bringing in the most fucking sales and like Bristol's doing hot. Like they're like selling
Oh
out
yeah,
Ashton
they're
Gate and
everyone's going
shit.
to watch them get their asses kicked. So
Like, yeah, like their marketing is fucking amazing. They're like Bristol's doing pretty fucking hot. You know what I mean? They just
I
suck at
do.
playing rugby right now.
They also do.
So I think they're just like, hey man, maybe we should like not do relegation this 1 year, right? One maybe let them do a little bit better, and then we'll talk to them about the salary cap. Like we'll just give them like a leeway right now because they're making us a lot of money. We're losing the Worcester. We're losing a Wasp. Like, let's just let them like kind of pat us real fast. And the next year,
Yeah.
we'll fucking sack them.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I thought it was funny that Billy was all butthurt that people, he's like, oh, it's just a witch hunt because we did so good. And it was like, yeah, idiot. Why do you think you did so good? Like, are you
Yeah.
that stupid to honestly to feel that way about it? Like, you cheated. It's simple as that. You're like, did you break the salary cap? Yes or no? Yes. It's that simple.
Like I said, I think they'd probably be looked into faster if they did bad, because it would be like, what the fuck is going on?
I guess. I don't know. How does other teams have a right to be upset over it? Because, yeah, if they had 20 internationals and they're 23, then, yeah, they'd probably win more games.
No, Billy.
Billy has never been the smartest. So
no. By the way, did you see that picture with Mako and then I think it was Jennifer Aniston? And it was like Mako Vunipola is like 20 years younger than Jennifer Aniston. I was like, oh my God.
I think he's more than 20 years younger.
Yeah, it was a substantial amount.
I think he's literally probably like half her age. If not, it's I don't even know if he's 30.
It's insane.
Yeah, the last time I saw the meme, it was like, would you believe it if I told you I was 27 years old? I was like, dude, oh my God. He looks
rough.
Mako looks 50. Like, he easily yeah, looks older than Jen. He looks
rough, dude.
What's he probably 30 now at most?
Born in 91, so that was 32. Is 32. Yeah, that dude looks rough for a 32-year-old.
Yeah. He does almost not look 2 years older than me.
So he's 32. Jennifer Aniston, she is 53.
54. Ooh, close.
So, yeah, 20 years. 21 years.
So when the URC started, a lot of people were like, oh, but the product isn't as good as the Prem or the top 14 or whatever. These teams aren't as good. Well, 15 of the 16 URC teams are moving on in the Challenge and Champions Cup. So it's pretty dang good.
That is fucking sweet.
What's that?
I got this mouse with like a bunch of different buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And the two buttons on the side like lets you go between like go back a page, go forward a page.
That's kind of cool.
Did not know that. And I've had this mouse for over a year.
It's a long time to not know how it works.
This is all I use it for. I got this mouse specifically so like I don't have to use my touchpad on my laptop.
Oh, I got a Remarkable.
Oh, that's cool.
Or something similar to it. We got one for Heather and for school, and then she's like, oh, I'm not gonna use it. Do you want this one?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I guess so. So
what is it?
Same kind of thing. You write on. It's like you write on. I forgot what it's called, but it's like you write on it, and it's like the smart notebook thing. I don't know what it's called. Smart note. Oh, fuck it.
John, come on.
I don't know what it is.
Oh my God.
I like look them up and figure out which one it is.
No, that's cool. No, I just figured like you'd know what you fucking got. Be like me going, so. Be like, oh hey dude, I got a Lexus. Oh yeah, yeah, it's like a Lexus. Like it's, you know, it does the exact same thing a Lexus does. Cool. So what'd you get? I don't fucking know. You not know the name of it?
I do not know the name of it. No.
Ridiculous.
I'm looking. I mean, I could just go get it, but I'm not gonna.
Don't waste your time, dude. Okay,
So break down what is going on with this whole waist high tackling shit.
Oh, so the RFU came out and they were like, every grassroots league now is going to implement waist high tackling. So, I mean, anything above the waist is going to be a high tackle. I don't know how that's, I don't think it's safer. And you're going to be seeing people getting yellow carded, red carded like crazy for doing that. Because there's no way you can't. If you're out there playing for 80 minutes and you have someone who's my height trying to tackle someone who's your height for 80 minutes, there's no way they're going to be able to stay around the waist every single time. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Then you're going to have people running into people's hips, which if that's where you want them to tackle, they're going to get heads on hips, which that's a concussion. You're going to get lots of heads on knees. That's a concussion. You know, they're talking about player safety, and I get they want to eliminate high tackles, but if you have people crashing into people's knees and hips, that's the head injuries just like that too.
I mean, like, it's honestly like the right way they should be tackling anyways, but I mean, like, even like if you have, we've seen it plenty of times, people who change levels to kind of like truck a tackle,
Right.
like what then? Is that a high tackle because the guy dropped
Yeah.
lower and like
Well, then
that's.
there's going to be mitigations that might be penalty only or something like that. But also, if you've got lots of tackling around the hips and people's hands are free, then it's just offload city every day. Offload,
Yeah.
offload, offload, offload. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. I think it's stupid. I think within the first 3 days, they got like 62,000 signatures on a petition to overturn it.
Well, I mean, like it's really dumb. Because I mean, like imagine, like if the game was coming down to like a kick, and you're
Right.
working your way up, and then some guy goes to tackle you, all you need is a penalty, so you just
Right.
drop low to truck him real fast. He gets hit for the high tackle because you dropped low. He was already
Yeah.
trying to go for the hips, and
Well,
you dropped low.
and you tackle him in the belly button. And they're like, that's a penalty. High
Yeah.
tackle.
Well, I mean, like even like you know how like. We've seen Lomu do it where like he drops low and kind of just like fucking tries to, just shoulder his way through or plow his way through. You went low and you did everything you could. This guy just happened to try to like go and try to truck you, but
Yeah.
he's getting the penalty for it. And now like that's the game winning thing. And you did everything that you were supposed to do the right. It's just this new fucking stupid rule. Like
Yeah, I
now.
don't like it.
No, it's stupid. It makes no fucking sense.
I don't think
Like,
it's gonna stick. I don't think it'll work.
I don't think it is either.
I know a lot of players in the championship. They spoke out against it because they were like, hey, we trialed this like 2 years ago. Didn't work. We saw a lot more head injuries. Like, you did a trial run on this. Like, why are you not looking at the statistics from it? Like, it didn't work for us. Why is it going to work for all of rugby in England in the lower levels?
Yeah. It's pretty, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it's thought out.
It's not. But
Like,
when has the RFU ever been known for making smart decisions?
I mean, like they've made some
Never.
bad decisions, right? But this
Yeah.
one just kind of
Real
like just
bad.
tops the cake, dude. It's like they almost like send in like your fans sent questions. And we'll
Right.
just make it a fucking rule. And like the guy that fucking Owen Farrell tackled was like, how about we only do waist high tackles? And they're like, I
Dude,
fucking love
did you see all the memes about Owen Farrell in the tackling
it.
school? He's there with the other captains and they're at the for Six Nations. And like, when you tell everyone that you just finished up tackling school, and everyone's just looking at him like,
He's
oh,
got this fucking scowl on his face,
yeah.
like.
When nobody's impressed that you just got enrolled in tackling school. That shit
Poor
was
guy.
funny.
Not really. I mean, he kind of deserves it, but fuck him.
I mean, for sure. Yeah, he's got to work on that.
I mean, yeah, like you called it, dude. He was doing pretty rock solid. Then it was like, all right, it's been
That was funny. I was like, man, he had that crazy pass. It's like next week he's going to high tackle someone and get carded or something like that. And then sure enough, a week later, nailed that guy in the head.
Old Fermal. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Man, that's all I fucking see is high tackle law, high tackle law, high tackle law. Waistline tackling is the death of rugby. Leinster Locke, Charlie Ryan retires at 23 with immediate effect. God damn.
Yeah, he had some bad knees. Ooh, Semi Rodrada got an offer from a French club after the game in France. So he's probably out of here.
EPCR statement bans for five players, including Springbok, but Pimpy. Total suspension. Tournament organizers have confirmed that five players have copped a total suspension of 13 weeks for red cards inciting last weekend with Springboks winger Mapimpi include on that list. What do you do? Why is he getting banned?
I can't remember. We talked about it last week, though.
Well, Pimpy?
Yeah. Apparently,
contact with the eye or eye area of the Bordeaux scrum half.
Sounds right. You get in trouble for eye gouging. That's no good.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Apparently, some of the Premiership mascots get paid more than some of the players.
Premiership mascots. Premiership mascots?
Yeah.
The Premiership. I didn't know the Premiership had mascots. Yeah. I have never seen a Premiership mascot.
Yep. So the Welford Tiger gets protected and the players don't. Geez, yeah. That's crazy.
You know, I figured with us pushing it off a day, there would be a little bit more news. Oh, did you see Evan Etzebeth's steal?
Yeah, the caterpillar ruck that the ball was out and he ran around and grabbed it.
Yeah, what? I guess I missed it, so I saw the video of it.
I didn't watch. I saw the highlight of it, but I didn't go back and like watch it again. So I think what happened was, when you're doing those caterpillar rucks, you need to keep the ball like in the ruck. It's got to stay between the legs and the channels. I think when he went and he took his foot around it, he needed to bring the ball inside towards himself. He brought the ball around the last player, effectively taking it out of the ruck, which is, even though he didn't touch it with his hands, he brought it out of the ruck, which means ball was out. So Etzebeth was free just to run around and pick it up. So the ball was out.
What did I see it on it? It was like a Facebook post. And like the headline of the video article, it was like,
South African Evan Etzebeth destroys caterpillar for try. And I was like,
thinking he like ran through the caterpillar.
Yeah, rug, I was like, what the fuck? Like, it just. All right. Yeah, the description is out there. It's like South African Evan Etzebeth. Well, we know Evan Etzebeth. It's like, you don't gotta, you know what I mean? And then they had to destroy his caterpillar ruck for a try. And I'm just like, what? And then I just see him like run around and pick it up. Yeah, thinking about the try. And I'm just like, what happened? This is the same video? They upload the right video? Oh my God. All right. Let's get out of trending because I'm tired of seeing high tackle bullshit.
Freddie Burns is going to the Highlanders, so that's cool. Like apparently he's tired of losing with Leicester. Another player has switched allegiances. Byron McGuigan used to play for Scotland, but he hasn't for the last 3 years, and he is switching back to, I think, Namibia, which is where he was born. Oh. So he'll be playing for Namibia now, which that's cool. He's a good player, and you know he could use more international caps.
What the fuck?
Hmm.
I don't know how this isn't like. Maybe I need to read a little bit more. So a Welsh WRU, Welsh Rugby Union, rocked by allegations of sexism and discrimination. So I only got a couple, like maybe a paragraph or so in. The Welsh Rugby Union is facing allegations of sexism and discrimination, which has left MP, I don't know what MP stands for. I don't know. I left MP and former Wales international Tanya, last name, sure, expressing great concerns over the women's game in the country. A number of ex-WRU employees have taken part in the investigation by BBC Wales to be screened on Monday night, making accusations about their time in the governing body. Charlotte Wadham, general manager of women's rugby until her resignation last February, claims offensive comments by a colleague left her in tears and feeling sick, while another unnamed contributor says she was left contemplating suicide by her experiences of bullying and sexism at work, according to BBC Wales Investigates.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no shit. Incidents of racism and homophobia are also alleged. What the fuck is this? All right.
I don't have anything else.
Nada, dude.
No. Again, I'm sure it's out there.
What about the Scottish Rugby Union has banned transgender women from playing or from competing in contact rugby in the female category of the sport?
Yeah, I'm not getting into that.
Fucking go.
Not getting into that.
Why not?
I'm just not.
The Scottish did.
Well, good for them. I'm not making the rules up. They are. They ain't out of this one.
They're not out of this one?
No, I'm staying out of this one. They get to make the rules up, so they can't stay out of it. I'm gonna.
Oh.
But like you might offend somebody over there or something. Yep.
You're going to offend somebody no matter which way you go with this one.
Yeah. So why not just fucking say it freely?
Nope.
Why not?
Stay out of it.
Why not?
All right. What's your opinion?
I agree.
With what?
With what Scotland just did. Transgender women are banned from competing in the female category of the sport.
All right. Yep. I agree.
What, do you think I didn't agree?
No, I was pretty sure which way you went, but I wanted you to go first.
All right, yeah, I'll fucking just take the grenade for you, John.
Thanks.
But I also am 100% confident that anybody who listens to our show
already knew the answer.
Yeah. And well, 100% confident that all three of the people that still listen to our show actively know us fairly well to be like, yeah, I agree.
That's fair. Yeah.
See, the thing about Scrummed Up is I am not concerned about getting canceled at all because of the amount of how little people listen to us mm-hmm. and the people that do listen to us or the random person that does listen to us. Like, ain't nobody canceling. We ain't making no money. Like, what are you going to sue me for? You know what I mean? Rights to my podcast? Cool.
Yeah, you can have it.
I mean, sure.
You do it now.
Oh, no. You're taking Scrummed Up from me. Where my whole life's work. Yeah. No, I this one podcast right here, I don't give a rat's ass about offending nobody because nobody really listens. Scrummed Up is a place that you and I really get on and just bullshit for a while and talk about rugby every now and again. And then we hop off and we get like even some more stupider shit.
True.
So
yeah, last week we should have kept recording.
Honestly, we should keep recording every week. We've already talked about it. With that being said, everybody, we're gonna jump on Scrummed Up after dark. So tune in for our first episode that we've talked about for the past 6 months or more.
Or maybe.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Whoa, where's my mouse cursor? There it is.